is lesson three called Rolling to Sit with Your Elbows. So start on your backs, legs long. Let's see, is today the 20th? 20th. You guys, my birthday's on Saturday. You can all wish me happy birthday. It's a big one.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's 55. 55. Whoa. I don't know. A baby. No, yeah, you know, it's really interesting how the years go, right? I think that there's, for everybody, it's different. But this has been one of those really pivotal years where energy and a lot of things shifted this year. And the other years, I was just perking along. I don't feel much different. This year was like, you know, it was a big decline, a big drop for me, you know? And it's just being aware and mindful of that, right? Yeah. So, not pushing. Mm-hmm. That's for the year. Like, you know, if you were to think about what you want for your year, my learning for this year is to not push, like not to be in the red zone. I'm super aware of keeping everything down a notch. Right? Yeah. That's my goal for this year. Is that a good goal?
I think so. I should learn that too.
Right?
I'm gonna be 72.
Oh my God.
And I'm still pushing.
Well, I think this is what I'm observing. I was sharing with Lynn. I'm observing this about myself, and I think a lot of us have this. You know, it becomes like this work. It becomes a habit. And I've had to, like, it's like kind of you, like, step out of yourself. And if you can look at yourself almost like a TV show or a movie, and if you really can step out of yourself, then you can start to see kind of how crazy you are. And then, because, like, right, we see it in others, but it's really hard to see in yourself. And then I told Lynn, I mean, the bottom line is it's a choice. It is a choice. You either can stay in your habits or make a choice. And I'm making a choice that and for me, with the push, has been being athletic. I'll tell you what works against you is being athletic my whole life. Because I have spun on endorphins and adrenaline my whole life. Like, people have always said to me, like, you wake up and it's like, God, did you have 4 cups of coffee? Because it's just ready to go, right? I don't have that right now. I got really this getting so sick, all that, and I'm not trying to get it back. For the first time in my life, I'm like, I'm actually experiencing what I think a normal person, what people say is kind of this normal range, but I haven't been in that since I was 14. For me, it feels like I'm half dead, right? I feel like slow. I'm a hippo, moving towards the hippo water. I'm just willing to be in it, but it's a choice. I'm not trying to go back to that other place. It's like I've spent a lot of time there, and so that's my big. This is what I'm doing for myself. Is I'm gonna. It's a new place for me to learn to be, and I think that's what is so important as we age. Is to find these, don't you think, Lynn, these new places to kind of learn to be and accept?
Having not been able to walk for 4 years, I had to learn to accept. Hey, I moved that toe today. That was good.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to accept.
So maybe this will help you. Think about
if my client, every time I come here, I feel guilty because I'm so active. And this is the first year that I'm letting go, just learning from you. But last year and the year before, wow, I'm not taking care of them and da-da-da-da-da. And they, oh, how can you go for so long? You always put it on me, you know? And this year I just said, hey, I need time for myself.
Well, this is even funny, and then we'll start the lesson. So my neighbor came over to help me, you guys, with Stella. So we had to take off the bandages. Oh, my gosh. I needed Amy, thank goodness she's a dog doctor. She literally held her down like a cattle, all 4 legs, you know? Oh, it was just, the tape was just, it just ripped the fur off of her ears. Anyways, we got it off, and So Amy and I were chatting a little bit. She wanted to know how I was doing. I said, why did you ask? And she goes, well, your blinds go down so early. And she has one of those blowers. I've never told her I don't like the blower, but you know, she usually would go out there and blow, right? But because I have my blinds down so early, she's like, you really go to bed early? And I said, yeah, I sleep average 9 to 11 hours every night, just like a rock. That's the other thing that has changed. You know, I mean, when I was on this going, doing, it was like 7 and a half hours. I mean, I go solid like 9 and a half, 10 hours. And that's since March. Just, I feel like I'm healing, repairing. And it's finding a new base for yourself. Yeah. Only, and what only matters to you and nobody else. So.
Okay, great. Let's get started.
Okay. You're on your backs. See how you feel? How those shoulder blades feel, how the pelvis feels. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Okay, so we're going to start with where we have kind of left off in the last two lessons. And in this position with your legs long is that lifting your head up, looking towards your feet and engaging your core, right? So you're not lifting your head to use your neck. So the moment you lift your head, you feel the belly button pull in and you feel your core. Beautiful. Okay, pause for a moment. And as we continue with this, make sure that your legs are a little bit in a V. So a little bit linear, perfect, a little bit of a V. And think of your knees, as we've done in the last two lessons, of being relaxed, loosey-goosey, right? So they can bend, the legs can roll. So there are no constraints on your legs, okay? That means allow them to respond accordingly. Okay, so good. So now you're going to interlace your hands and bring them underneath your head. Have your elbows slightly bent towards the ceiling. There you go. And we're going to continue with this lifting of the head, using the arms now. So you're supporting your head with your arms. Still, the important part here, very early on, is the engagement of your core. Engaging your core. That's it. So, technically, you could even take your hands a little bit away from your head, and you still feel the core is doing the work, right? It's not really that your hands are doing the work, right? So play with that. So like maybe separate the hands a little bit and move them away from the head. Still, the arms and shoulders are lifting, the head's lifting, but it's all happening because of your core. And doing this as you exhale. Excellent. Pause for a moment. So is anyone feeling tension in their neck? Are we all having a good sense of engaging the core? Is that getting clearer and clearer? Okay. So bring the hands back, interlace under your head. So now what you're going to do is you're going to think of looking a little bit more to the right so that you're lifting everything just like you did, but off to the right as if you're looking to the outside of your right leg. So now this changes what happens with your trunk and your rib cage. You're still using the core, but a little bit more on the right side because the ribs on the right side start to scrunch together more. Beautiful, Lynn. That's it. And again, really thinking about those shoulder blades, the whole upper back, as much as possible, is lifting. That's it. Good. Pause for a second. And now we're going to do the same thing to the left. Right, so you're lifting and looking to the outside of your left leg. So you're scrunching the left side more of the ribs, right? But you still get both shoulder blades off. And again, start to bring into your awareness that concept that I brought up of your legs, right? Soften the legs, right? So if you were to keep going over more to the left, what would the legs start to do? Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest it. Okay, so we're going to interlace your hands now in the non-habitual way behind your head. And I'd like you to alternate. So we're going to go once to the right and once to the left. And again, what I really would like you to be thinking about, to experience, is your core, right? So it's really a lift with a little bit of a roll. It's not rolling. So you're not really rolling to the side. You're thinking lifting as if you potentially would eventually come to sit up, but you're doing it once to the right and once to the left, so there's a slight roll. You know, if you were to break it into percentages, we'll say 70% lifting, 30% kind of a roll, right? Does that help? And then how do the legs participate? How does the pelvis participate? Without me telling you, just feel how they involve themselves, right? Because there's no constraints. Excellent. Okay, pause and rest. So I know, Lynn, we talked a lot, but in some ways, the discussion was pertinent about effort, right? So, right, there's all kinds and forms of effort or push that we can do, whether it's a physical push, whether it's a mental push, right? And so as we continue with the lesson, for you to pay attention that you're not going into that zone, the red zone, where you're straining, you're really pushing to make something happen versus allowing something to show up to happen with greater ease. Does that make sense? So part of, you know, what we're doing in here, right? The biggest thing is awareness. So it's becoming aware of ourselves and becoming aware and having distinctions of when do we overpush? When are we in the red zone? How do we back off? And if we can do it in here, it offers an opportunity to explore and expand that into the rest of our lives. Okay, so this time you're going to keep your right arm down along your side, but I want the palm down, your right elbow a little bit wider, right? Okay. Good. And you're going to raise your left arm up to the ceiling. So instead of being behind your head, you're now going to raise it. And you're going to think of the same direction, right? Up and over to the right. You're going to lift your head and reach with your arm, right? So again, don't think of reaching towards your foot. Think of you're reaching somewhere up here towards the ceiling, but angled towards the right. Right? Because if you start bending down towards your foot, you're going to miss it. So, and you're looking at your hands. So you're looking at the ceiling, right? Which helps the core engage. So your head, nice Bonnie, both shoulder blades lift up. And then you're starting to weight bear on your right elbow and forearm. And you can move that arm around a little bit so that you find that place where you can lean on the forearm. So no weight on the shoulder down to the elbow. You don't start putting weight until you get to the elbow. That way the shoulders can lift up. I think down, yeah, a little bit more. I think if it's too up, so really, yes, up, up, up. Okay, and reach. So in the beginning of this, it's your core, right? Core, core, core. And then you get to a place where you actually are weight bearing on the right forearm. And then this is the place where you're going to start to feel extension. So what does that mean? That means you're going to go from flexion to a beginning of arching in your back. That brings you up even taller. So right now is just to pay attention to that transition. So first, you're complete flexing, and when you go back down, you're flexing. It's all your core. And then once you come onto the elbow, you get long on the front side and your back arches. That's it. And notice what's now happening for most of you with that left hip, right? Does the left side of the pelvis come up, right? Beautiful, Bonnie. That's it. So as you do this just a few more times, again, really ask yourself, can I let my legs go? Can I let them follow this direction of movement? Beautiful, Lynn. Right? Or am I holding back? Am I stiffening in my knee joints? Am I stiffening in my ankles? That's it. Beautiful. Okay. Let it go and rest. Okay, so we're going to try this same thing to the other side. So you're going to keep the left arm down. You're going to find that good place for the left elbow, forearm, and you're going to bring your right arm up, right? And your head and your eyes are going to look at your right arm. You're going to lift on the exhale. You're going to feel your core engage until you're loading on the left elbow and forearm, and then you start to extend. Then the right hip starts to lift up, right? Then the belly comes forward. And then when you lower yourself back down, really pay attention once again to the core. That you're not using your neck muscles at all, that you're engaging your core. And are you holding anywhere? Right, so tension and holding, right, is where we make things more difficult. And the only way that you recognize is to be aware, is to ask yourself, are my ankles stiff? Are my knees stiff? Am I holding in my neck? Am I trying to hold my belly in? Right, because once you come on top of the forearm, your belly releases, your lower back arches, and you get long. You extend as if you were reaching for something up towards the ceiling. Or if you could imagine that you are holding on to like a pulley. And if you were to continue being pulled, what would happen? Imagine that you continue being pulled and you don't want to have your arm pulled out of the socket. What does the rest of the body need to do? You're being pulled up, up, up. I know, pretend you're Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible and you're holding onto the bottom of a helicopter, right? Right, how is the rest of yourself going to follow? Up, 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 what's the next part? Right, so that you don't hurt your shoulder. Beautiful. So some of you have figured out, well, let the elbow come up on the left side, right, come all the way onto the palm. But you don't want to hurt that right arm, right? So you want to let the whole trunk and body now come up onto your, yes, come up, up, up. There you go. And then back down. Beautiful. I only said that because he has another movie coming out. It opens next week. Don't you guys like those movies? I love those movies. I mean, I think you have to give him a lot of credit. He's done really exceptional with those movies. I have to say, James Bond kind of moved to the back corner, and he was always my favorite. Now it's Mission Impossible. Okay, rest. What starts tonight?
Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah, right. So observing as you're resting there, if anything is hurting, right? Right, so this is, again, a way for you to pay attention, to become aware if you're overexerting. That is what straining or something hurting means. It means you're doing too much in one specific area. So then, what do? So when we're going to approach this again, you ask yourself to really pay attention to that area. What could you do a little differently? How could you soften the movement and it could be easier and more fluid? And yet you still do a large range, but with greater ease. So let's kind of go a little bit backwards and have you raise both arms to the ceiling. And let's just go back to working with both arms up towards the ceiling, and you're going to alternate first raising the right one over to the left, coming up a little bit, and then rolling back along your back and lifting the left one. So it's kind of a rolling, lifting movement. So make sure you lift your head. So you lift your head, really, really organize the core, and you're rolling through that mid-back, reaching with one arm, reaching with the other arm. Your head follows the arms, engaging the core. That's it. Remind me your name again.
Judy.
Judy. So I want you to lift your head more. Yes, like that.
Okay.
Okay, so now feel how different that is. Mm-hmm. Feel that compared to when your head's back out here. Mm-hmm. Feel how much work that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so there. And then it's like here. Yep, lift it more. Lift the yes. Whoa. Bring the chin in. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not used to that.
There you go. So think about using your eyes to, you did that really well, following, there you go, your fingers up here. Beautiful. Okay, really, really rest. Okay, so now we're gonna, in a moment, come back to that, but you're gonna bring your knees up into your chest. So just kind of like a baby, right? So your legs are hanging in your chest, but your knees are kind of wide. And now bring your arms up to the ceiling. And continue the same movement you did with your arms, but just with your legs up like this, allowing your body to roll a little bit more. Trusting that you can roll a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. And you can roll all the way over if you want and get yourself back. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful. Okay, let's take another break and rest. So again, asking yourself as we're doing these variations, if one variation makes things harder, right, that's something to look at. Or does one variation make things easier? Okay, so let's try this. Let's bring your legs back into your chest. Let's keep your right arm along your side. And let's bring the left arm up. So you're gonna lift, you're gonna come over onto the right. Remember, elbow and palm. The shoulder lifts, lift the head. And then you kind of almost come up to side sitting. Yeah. And then back down. So let the knees be relaxed, loosey-goosey. Spread apart, you come up, so they don't stay stacked with each other. They become split. And yes, think of the legs being split, right? So that they don't stay parallel, right? Yes, that's it. Let one leg move behind the other. That's it, right? Because that's where you get the extension. That's it, Bonnie. There, now arch the back and reach up. Not in front of you. I can't tell you how important it is to look up. We spend so much time looking down. That's it. And then let the legs split. Let them come. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And up.
Oh, yeah.
Up. Look at where you're going, where you're reaching, right? That's it. And then you reverse it. And when you reverse and go back down, is again noticing your core. Right? So this is again going from the core to extension, arching in the back. Getting all this length. So Nia, come all the way up. You don't need to stay on that elbow. I'm not sure why you stay on that elbow. Come up to the hand. Transition through the elbow. And now, yes, up. But you don't have to push with it. It becomes actually obsolete. Okay, in time that it's like, it's not there. It's minimally to use. That's better. That's it. Look up. Up. Open your throat. Let your chest lift. Let that area in between your shoulder blades extend. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest again.
Picture in your mind's eye of Andrew Wyeth's Christina's World.
Of what?
The Andrew Wyeth painted Christina's World, and she's out in the field, and she's like this.
There you go.
I mean, listen, do you see that?
Whatever it takes.
We're all just so grateful. Reaching out in space.
Well, again, the reason I felt like this was such an important lesson to put in here. We've been working with the core, but is this relationship between your core and then transitioning into extension? Because what often happens to us is we're either core, or extended. But it's this transition. How do we go from core to extension back to core, right? And yet we're doing it all the time, like getting in and out of your car, right? You engage the core and then you stand up. But often people just get out of their car and stay bent over, right? So, or hiking, right? So we've talked a lot about going into hiking. So it's this transition of engaging the core, but then getting length again, not staying shriveled up. Okay, so we're gonna try it to the other side. So bring your legs over your chest. Your left arm is down by your side because you know you're gonna weight bear through the elbow up to the palm. And again, you're gonna start to reach. You lift your head. You look at your hand. You come over onto the left. You let the legs be staggered to side sitting. And then you go back down. And really utilize your arms, your eyes, following your arm, coming up all the way onto the palm, right? And then there's another place you can go that I know Nia started to explore. And I think the only person who doesn't want to do it will not want to do it is maybe Lynn. But what would be the next step? Again, if you seriously were held, let's say you were hooked onto a crane. That's it. What's going to come up next? Right? We don't want the shoulder to be pulled out of the socket. So what's going to happen next? So you come up, and then what's next, Corinne?
Step on your knees.
What's next?
Oh, we're gonna keep it.
What could be next, right?
Let's see what they come
next. What's next? Uh-huh. What? Keep going. What's next?
Freaking is next.
And then how do you go back? There you go, back down, right? That's it. Right, so you really have to use your imagination. You have to imagine that if you were holding on to something, and if you let go, your life is over. So you just have to keep going up, and then you go back down, right? I mean, it seems a little silly, but this is some of the hardest stuff for people, is how do we get up off the floor? It's back to the age thing, you know? You hit a certain point, and a lot of people don't even want to come in here and get on the floor because getting up is too difficult. That's it. Okay, let's take another rest. And what's really important about the getting up is, again, going from the core to your extension. So that it's not about, for certain, it's not about using your arms and pushing. Right, that's how a lot of injury comes about, is weight bearing, like pushing to get out of a chair with people's hands and pushing to get off of a toilet instead of using their pelvis and then the extension. Now let's try it with your legs long. So let's bring the right arm up, keep the left arm by your side, but now your legs are long. It's not really that much different than when they were bent over your chest. But again, start to reach, engage the core, lift your head. Same process, and then keep coming up. And then reverse it. Okay, but now watch, Nia, what you're doing when you reverse. So legs are to the side, come up to the knees, bring one foot up, yes. Now right there, back it up. Slide the foot back, yes, because before, don't put so much weight on that hand. What do you need to do to get back down without using the hand so much? Pelvis. Use the pelvis. That's it, Corinne. Come back all the way up now. See if you can just roll up onto the knees and then bring one leg up to stand. That's good. And now bring it back down. And then lower yourself back down through the pelvis, only lightly using the hand, right? Because if you really use that arm a lot, you're going to hurt your shoulder. That's it. Now go slow. There. There. Use the pelvis. Yes. Nice, Corinne. Look at that. Knees roll back down. Now let's try it to the other side. You didn't think you were going to work so much. Lynn was worried about we lost a few minutes chatting. now I'm working.
I'm grateful about that.
Now I'm working you really hard, right? But come up and come down, come back down. How do you do that? How do you, with ease, find the floor using your pelvis and the extension? Beautiful. And you just go right back down. Beautiful, Bonnie. You can come up more. I know you don't think so, but yes, you can. Keep it yes. Beautiful. Reach. Feel that rib cage lift. Nice, Corinne. Then you can even try once to one side, once to the other side. But it's feeling that pelvis bringing you up and back down. That's where your power is. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause and rest for a minute. And as you're resting, I just want you to take your mind through what we just did. And I want you to think about where you still felt a struggle. You know, where you obviously kicked in with a struggle, a little bit more effort. So first, find where that was at. That's the most important thing, first of all, to find. Where did you do that? Where is that struggle? And then where is maybe the next struggle? I'm going to guess that we all have 2 to 3 struggles along the way. And then if there's a third one, and then how those struggles don't need to be there. How you can see in your mind's eye, you fluidly moving through, coming up. And bypassing the struggle with ease. And then it's your choice, whichever arm you want to bring up, whether you want your legs long, whether you want the legs bent. I'm going to let you choose how you want to approach it. And that you're going to go through the motion, experiencing the struggles dissipating and being gone. And not because you pushed more, right? The struggle dissipates because you became aware of where it is and that it's not necessary. So that's all it takes, is to be aware of where the struggle is. Then you can let go of the struggle. And you find the ease. Nice. So I'm just going to give you another minute here to explore what you want, and if you feel you're done, you can certainly just rest. But there may be now the second little struggle that shows up. And again, the key is awareness. Until you recognize where the struggle will always be there. It can't dissipate until you're aware. Whether it's your neck, your wrist, a shoulder, a hip, your feet cramping, right? And then sometimes it's bringing into your awareness an idea, a thought. You know, maybe with the cramping of your feet, you could see your feet like butter melting. Or something soft. Nice. Okay, and then let's let it go and rest on your backs. So struggle, right? Struggles show up in all forms, physically, right, mentally, emotionally, struggles. And we push ourselves. And so until we can, like I said, kind of step out of yourself, to look at yourself, to see what it's about, what the struggle's about, what the push is about. Until then, we can't, and identify it, we can't find a different way. So as you're lying there, take a moment now to really sense how you're resting on the floor, the contact that you're making now, and then also just how alive you feel. This was a very vigorous lesson, really generating the entire self to participate. So what is that aliveness feel like and mean to you? Roll your head gently to the left and right. Just feel the ease of rolling your head now. So doing all this core and extension work has freed up the cervical area. Your head should feel light, easy, fluid. And then thinking about what we did today and then utilizing this, not only today, but we're going to work on it for the next, several weeks, of how to use this lesson to come up. So you can pick whichever's your favorite side and bring yourself first to the side sitting, to your knees, and all the way to standing, to see how you now feel in standing from this lesson.